from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so feedback here. Jeff on a roof writes in, I've been to MIS 2 years in a row where it got rained out and moved to Monday. And I've been at work on Monday both years and missed the rest of the race. So frustrating.
Sorry.
I was at the Firekeepers 400, first time ever at a NASCAR race, and at MIS. I had a great time, even though there were two rain delays and eventually a postponement. Saw way too many Huck Tua flags and shirts. Signed Marquise in Plymouth.
That's a shirt, huh?
That's the apparently pretty popular.
See her throughout the first pitch?
Yeah,
was a Mets game?
Was it a Mets game?
That's not embarrassing.
All right, so here's the thing. Fantasy football season's starting. A lot of drafts have happening or going to happen.
Yeah.
Huck Tua is going to be the number one team name for anyone that drafts Tua Tagovailoa.
I think 100%.
Like, so yeah. Don't do it. You're not going to, it's not creative. You know what I mean? You're okay. Not being unique.
This is, you had two kids and you had a third kid.
Yes, yes. 100%.
And you go around telling people,
stop it.
Can't play man to man anymore. We have to play zone.
So if you draft Tua, you don't have to name your team Huck Tua.
No,
you
and
don't
you,
have to.
You also don't have to say with the 15th pick in our fantasy football league draft, I select Huck Tua Tagovailoa. You don't have to say that either.
I'm sure they will.
They will. And it will get a laugh.
And it doesn't matter if you say it or not. Someone in the league is going to say it.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't stop, you know, one out of, you know, every 15, 12, 10 guys in your league, you can't stop them all.
Then there's this. And this person has a point. Thanks, Doug. I was in the bubble for the Firekeepers 400, and you just said who won. WTF.
Listen, when you have $3 on a race, it matters. And my man came through.
I'm not going to say it again, and it's too late for Roy and probably some others. It's a valid point, and I should know better. I execute, and I've never done it for a NASCAR race.
Well, hang on a second. If someone's listening to a sports talk show while the race is going on, that's on the person, okay? Listen at your own risk. We're of the minute here on
You're
our show.
Right. You're kind of, it's like being mad at ESPN for putting a final score on the crawl if you're in the bubble
right.
for another game.
And then you block out that part of your TV, I guess. But no. I got your back on this, Doug.
Thank you.
And what was the listener's name?
Roy.
Thank you for listening, Roy.
I feel bad though because
we're sorry Doug relayed the information, but I mean, you know, it happens. We're on the air. That's we can't apologize
okay,
for
but
that.
Okay, but if Roy's a longtime listener, Roy's probably saying, you know,
he's king of the bubble, Doug is.
And it's a pretty safe bet that Doug and Gator aren't going to bring up the Firekeepers 400 and the result.
He might say that, yeah.
Considering the fact we brought up NASCAR anywhere between 10 and 15 times in 18 years of doing the show together.
And most of it was during the pandemic.
And probably 12 of the shows where we talked about NASCAR were the 2 weeks where the only sports going on.
A lot of it happened
was NASCAR
there.
Race.
Yeah. A lot of it was April 2020.
Roy rolled the dice a little bit, but it was probably a pretty safe bet.
But he had to know there was a risk. There was a risk.
He had to know there was a risk.
Yeah.
I apologize to Roy nonetheless, because as being the king of the bubble, and it's a lot of watching sports on tape without knowing who won.
Now, we're not likely to go through, you know, the horse racing results from Kyoto, Japan on the air.
Musburger style.
Yeah, we're not likely to do that.
God.
But NASCAR, I mean, you know, it's a local event.
Yeah, there's a chance it was a local event.
If but this Roy, wasn't in Brooklyn, Michigan, I think there was a 0% chance.
Yeah, we were giving the results from Richmond.
Right.
From Dover. From Bristol.
Is there a Hanover? There should be.
Regarding Levi Anzarike, an unnamed texter writes in, this reminds me of last year when they kept talking about Brian Branch and he ended up being very productive.
I guess the thing is, I thought Brian Branch was going to be great to begin with. I was so happy he was there for the Lions to take in the second round.
Humble brag there a little bit, Kang. Is that what he's doing?
I think I knew
all along.
Not, no, I'm, yeah. Okay. But I guess the thing is, I don't think I was alone in that.
No.
Okay. When we, after the first round of the draft and you see, you know, the mock drafts come out for round two and on all this and best undrafted players at this point, who's the top board. I think we all kind of came in that next day and went, ooh, Brian Branch is on board.
Available.
Let's go get him. And they did. But yes, I'll pat myself on the back if nobody else will.
It was, it's cool. It's cool that that Levi's getting a lot of attention. I think most people just want him. It's like, remember Casey Mize? We said one of the most important
Casey Mize
is to get to 30 starts this year.
Yeah.
Just give us a healthy year, man.
Yeah. Did they fall short?
Yeah, he's falling short.
What if we combine the starts he's made in is still going to fall short?
It's not impossible. He needs 14 starts in the last month and 11 days.
So it's impossible.
But yes, Levi Anzarike, it'd be cool to see the stat GP17.
Yeah.
That's games played.
It's games played. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was just hoping he'd be a rotational guy, but if he's, you know, day one starter, making a difference, that's huge. I remember when I talked about taking Brian Branch in the first round for the Lions.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah, I did that a little early. Yeah, yeah.
I talked about them taking Brian Branch before the first round. Before the draft even started. Why don't they just take Brian Branch now? Before the draft even starts, the Detroit Lions select Brian Branch.
When he was a mere sapling, I was saying, this is a guy in the future.
In Pee Wee football?
I knew who his parents were, and I thought, you know, the Lions should get their offspring. Top that.
I was trying to set his parents up for a long time. I mean, a long time. And I'm glad that I was able to do that for the betterment of the NFL and the Detroit Lions.
Regarding Tom Kennedy, Scott writes in, Tom Kennedy is like an off-brand replacement part for your car. If nothing else is available, you can plug him in.
Universal part?
You wonder if Tom Kennedy is like, is he love this? If you're Tom Kennedy, you're like, this is my team. I love this. I want to be here. Or if you're Tom Kennedy, you're like, all right, I'm 28 years old. I've been in this league. I've made 14 catches since 2021. Maybe I should be somewhere else.
Well, if he can still play in the NFL, you want to play in the NFL. If you can find yourself on a roster of a team like the Lions that has a chance to do something in the postseason, maybe you're on the, maybe you're relegated to the practice squad, or would you rather be, you know, wide receiver number 5 for Carolina, where you might see some action? I'm not sure. I don't know what he'd rather do.
I just looked up the rule on pensions because players think about that.
Yeah.
You have to play in three games in three separate seasons. He's played in three games or more, obviously, and he's played in more than three games in two separate seasons. So I'm going to guess that what Tom Kennedy wants.
Kind of pulling for him. Now that you say that, I'm kind of pulling for the guy, and yet I don't think he's got a chance to make the roster.
No, but if they, then there's a practice squad rules. You can't be on the practice squad forever.
No, there are different, but they do allow veterans to be on the practice squad. There's certain accrued, like there are like three different categories for it. There's
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Players that haven't played in the NFL yet, there's players that have accrued three games or less, and and then there's like a veteran status. But it's still a little confusing.
Yep.
I think wherever gets him the check, I mean, because he's got a, we talk about athletes with small windows. Tom Kennedy's got a smaller window than those athletes. And, you know, that's, you still get an NFL check if you're, you know, an NFL roster. And that could be, you know, that could help him for the rest of his, you know, further the, his career in life.
Made some money in the last couple of years, but got an NFL roster. It's not, I mean, not, no, seven, he's not it's not seven figures, but it's well into six figures. And does that help propel your dream to continue on? Like, if he doesn't make it, do you go and play in the UFL next year and keep chasing a dream? Even though the money's not there, but if he's already made some decent money in this first couple of years, that'll afford you the opportunity to keep trying to chase the dream.
Practice squad players make $12,000 a week. If you're on the practice squad for an entire season, you make over $200,000. So
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.